Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the situation of the 25-yard more touchdown we ran up the seam against you guys, it was trips right, four verticals. Is that a situation where you have to check out of the cover three zone?
I am not going to peel back the layers of how we function from a schematic standpoint, although I am impressed by the depths of your question.
You want to talk about peeling back the layers? I'm sitting in this room, and we got former NFL executive Doug Whaley, All-American NFL vet Doran Dickerson, our quarterback whisperer Pat Bostic, and you guys are breaking down this play that Carter asked Tomlin about like it's a Zapruder film. So here's what's going to happen. I should probably go in the penalty box for my last segment anyhow. What I accidentally said about Lee's daughter, my slip up at the beginning of the segment as well. What did you guys see on that damn play?
I didn't realize they went corners over.
Yeah.
So they went from a 2x2 to a 1x3 essentially, because it's a semi-detached tight end and three receivers to the right. They went corners over, and Porter is between the inner two receivers. There's a flat defender outside of him. So they have an outside corner. And they show man. So if I'm a quarterback and I see motion from left to right and someone running with him, it's man.
Right.
But as soon as the receiver gets to the right-hand side that's motioning, you see a slide.
Mm-hmm.
Porter stays inside, safety bumps out, corner bumps out. That zone. And they've got Joey Porter next to Patrick Queen on third and six playing the curl, the hook of a three deep.
Yeah.
And he stays at 3 yards depth the entire time. Doesn't get depth, doesn't reroute number two, doesn't get into the deep curl at all. Middle seam takes the middle safety out, and there's no one covering DJ Moore.
And that's why, first of all, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, before we get into football, was it not the best, when I was single, was the best night?
We talked about that earlier. Oh, we were talking about with Dom. Yeah. It's the best night.
Yeah. So, but let's go to football. Now I saw that. I understand why he didn't want to peel back, because just like the game, it was a complimentary mess up by the coaching and lack of execution by players. And just like the game, it was a complimentary loss by the Steelers. Every phase contributed to that loss. And in that play, it was a bad call, and it was bad, just fundamental knowledge from Joey Porter Jr. of how to play inside on cover three. But when you look at it, he's an outside corner. He's probably never been in that position. And if so, he's not very versed and instinctual about how to play a number three or a number two inside versus zone as a cover three. So that's why he didn't want to answer it, because it was a screw up all around. They blew it.
And that's where I'm at with it. Like, why call that at that point?
Why put him in that position?
Right, put him in that position.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I'm trying to, you know,
understand. And
that's
why he didn't want to answer it.
That's why he didn't want to answer it. Like, there has to be other calls that would make more sense. Why run a corner over? Why not just shift the linebackers who are used to going to the strong side of the offense at 3x1?
Yeah.
Why move him all the way over to, you want to fool them and make them think it's man, whatever. But just usually you just shift over whenever somebody motions.
Exactly. Bump it over.
And let him stay on the outside. Why move him all the way to the inside where he has to drop into coverage? And then if he even drops into the hook area, it's still a touchdown, because he's not going to probably run with them.
No. Because and he's supposed to know the principles are, if you're inside and number two goes vertical, you take number two vertical. If he goes out, there's usually a curl behind him. So that's just, I learned that when I was in senior in high school.
Yeah.
But again, if you're Joey Porter, you're always outside. Right. You're not even thinking about that or even trying to figure that out. You're like, oh, whatever.
I mean, to Doran's point, even if they bump, you're watching Patrick Queen play here, I don't think he's getting underneath. I mean, three deeps. Yeah. This is, you have to give the Bears credit too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
they're in a 2x2 condensed.
Mm-hmm.
And they motion to a 1x3, basically formation to the field, tight end boundary, one-on-one. And they get to four verts.
Yeah.
So it's a good job by them. What you'd like to do, but they're not hiding. They don't even start in a two shell.
Mm-mm.
They're in a single high look from the pre snap.
Mm-hmm.
Which tells me a couple things. I don't know how much they're. You got a new safety in Duggar. You got Ramsey back there playing safety. I know it's been several weeks that he's been back there, but still, like, how worried are they about disguising and spinning and getting from?
This is where I disagree with you.
Right.
Duggar and Ramsey have been playing football a long time.
So is Joey Porter.
Yes. Not but Joey old. Porter, yeah, but Duggar has been a
Ramsey
safety
Ramsey hasn't
before.
Played safety a long time.
He hasn't played safety before. But
Since college,
but Duggar has.
Right.
So I'm just saying at times, and what we're saying when we were looking at it, in the end, it's about playing football. You've been a football player for a long time, and then you just go out there, no matter what it's called, you go out there, I'd rather have a guy being over-aggressive trying to make a play instead of just sitting there 3 yards deep.
Right.
And playing zone. And not have any offensive player around him. Just saying, oh, yeah, I'm here.
To me, it looked like, and it's probably wrong, but to me, initially, whenever Joey Porter Jr., he ran with the motion, and then he was the third guy in the defense, which would your responsibility would be the hook. It looked like he was almost spying Caleb Williams.
And again,
for him to be up the ball for three yards. It looked like he was like, all right, I'm here to wait for Caleb Williams to break out in a run.
And that's always what it looked like. And that's, again, bad call, bad coaching, bad execution, bad all around.
Yeah, they got two wide nines standing up. Like, they're not playing run here. No. I thought earlier maybe they're in sequencing, you know, playing for a fourth down play. No, they're playing pass, and it's zone the whole way.
And that's why Sawyer tried to jump the ball.
Yeah, it's
the snap.
It's zone mm-hmm. the whole way. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I got to be a better call there. Man-to-man's a better call, but here's my thing. Is it a philosophical thing with Tomlin and TA that they want to play zone, or do they not trust their people to play one-on-one?
I think the Bengals game made them stop the man-to-man deal, the first Bengals game.
Either way, it's just an epitome of what this season and this team's all about.
Yeah, but they got a $160 million defense.
And they got an $18 million coach.
Right, but you should trust those guys to cover man-to-man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you have $160 million and you don't trust them to play man-to-man, what are you doing then?
Right.
What are you doing? Either you pay these guys and you trust them and you put them in position, and guess what? If they don't execute, you get new ones in.
Right.
But you can't play both sides. What's that? You can't be hot or cold. I mean, you can't be lukewarm because you're going to fail in all. Mm-hmm. Either be hot or cold.
Right.
Go all in on one way. And this is what's wrong with the team.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about it. They can't handle success. As soon as they win a game, they're just like, it's basically, I was thinking about this coming in, and you're a golfer, and some of us are golfers. It's like, all right, not to you, but for me, if I break into the 70s, and then I say, well, I'm good, and I don't practice anymore, then I'm going to be back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as these guys win a game, it's like, all right, we're good. We don't have to do anything else. We don't have to keep evolving and getting better. And the next week, they get their heads banged in, then they're like, oh no, we got to start focusing. And then I bet you they'll go out and beat the Bills.
Yep, exactly.
That's what they do.
Exactly.
But that's of a bad team and a team that the coaching isn't sitting there saying, let's be all in and put our guys in positions to be successful. And that's the epitome of what it is by looking at that play.
Mm-hmm. I think Mike Tomlin, his messaging publicly, but obviously his messaging with the team is such that turnovers are the end all be all. And I've noticed you say they can't handle success. Totally agree. I think game to game, moment to moment, they can't handle failure either. They're so focused. If we get turnovers, okay, it's this shot in the arm. When they turn the ball over, you almost see routinely that ball winds up in the end zone. We saw it against Green Bay. They don't handle adversity well. Even the play where Rodgers thought he had a free play against Green Bay, this is where the game went to hell in a handbasket. He's bitching, moaning, complaining. Tomlin called him out for it post-game. They give up a huge play. The turnovers in this game. What does Chicago do? They take a shot on each of the first plays after the turnover, which you brought up astutely, Doran, on Monday's show, and they march down the field, and they score touchdowns. These turnovers, be all, end all, it's their only path to victory. When they turn the ball over, the defense doesn't respond. You're allowed to freaking do that. To your point, Doug, you're making $160 million and your head coach is making $18 million. So you like going out on Wednesdays?
You know what else wins games? Explosive plays.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And guess what they don't do on offense?
Guess what the Steelers' explosive play differential is this year? Negative 27.
Yeah.
They are getting out-explosived by 27.
And I brought this up on Monday. That goes hand in hand. Like, usually whenever you get turnovers and your defense, you know, creates those turnovers, the next play is an explosive play for the offense, and the Steelers don't do it. So, like, how is their mindset? Like, oh, we're going to create turnovers, and that's going to be the, you know, identity of our football team, but then not have any explosive plays whenever you do create the turnovers from your offense.
Yeah, I mean, watching that game, when they got down 10, the way they were playing, I'm like, there's no way they're winning this game.
They're not built that way.
They were, and you heard Mike Tomlin talk about it yesterday. Like, he was proud of being 3rd-and-3 or less and converting 6 of 7. The issue was, like, 4 of them are on the same drive, right? So it's just chipping away at a stone that's not going to crack.
They took 9 minutes off the clock.
Yeah. It is really hard to do that in the National Football League, particularly when you're not throwing the ball over the middle of the field. Like, you're
handcuffed.
You're handcuffed. And that's where, again, I'm giving people the benefit of the doubt. You know, I didn't play in the NFL. I wasn't a GM in the NFL. But I played at a pretty high level. Like, I have a hard time believing they're going into a game saying, we are not going to throw the ball over the middle of the field. If that's the mindset, then they're getting what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to ignore that whenever it's been that case for years.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's been with different quarterbacks. Now, it wasn't that way with Ben, and it's not that way with Aaron, which tells me they have a veto card.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I would say, yes, they win that game with Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers will go out there,
check,
dial it up, right? Mason's not going to do that, which is why they love Mason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to go in there and do what he's told to do and coached to do, and then it's hard as a quarterback to hand it off, think, and all of a sudden, now you want me to throw it down the field? I got 2 opportunities to connect, and if I don't hit him, it's like I'm a kicker.
Yeah, especially when the first time I tried to do it, I threw an interception. So now he's really in the tank with Tomlin.
That's probably why he threw the one to Roman Wilson out of bounds.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, I've lived in that world, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I just, you know, I don't know, man.
Another thing I got to think about, too, and we all got to look at is, and we've played, and you've been in a huddle, when things are starting to go poorly or the opposite of way you want to go, there is not one person on that team that's a junkyard dog that's going to pull them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm outside on the sideline and saying, let's go. We are done. We are better than this. We are the Pittsburgh Steelers. We need to turn this around and start making plays to win the game. And if you don't have that on the, in the locker room, then that one of your coaches, your player-friendly coaches, start grab some face mask and get some energy and toughness and ability to overcome adversity, then it's got to come from the coaches. Because when you look at it in a macro level, the coach has a heavy involvement, the player's coach, of building that team and that roster. So if he doesn't want to have a junkyard dog on that roster, he's got to be that junkyard dog. And right now, junkyard dog and Steelers are not synonymous. Mm-mm.
The Steelers also have not capitalized five times when they've gotten the ball after halftime and had a lead. They haven't scored on that drive. Like, the killer instinct is also missing there. Right. And that goes into, Pat, what you're saying too. We're just going to methodically go down the field and we're going to try to take some time off the clock and we're going to score our points that way. No, go for the damn jugular. They don't go for the jugular. No. Here's a stat, too, guys. This was tweeted out by Ross McCorkle. Mm. What a name. Mm. Ross McCorkle. The current Steelers defense surpassed 2008's total regular season points allowed in just 10 games. 10 games. Much more round. This is a round table. This is nice, yeah. Guys. This is very good. More ball talk. Rock Pill on the way. Coming up next, you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Right now, it's an intern Dom DiTomaso fan headline. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It's a full table. It's like Thanksgiving, baby.
Where's the turkey?
To my left. I'm the turkey. To my left, Matthew Bostic. Straight ahead. Scoring Doran Dickerson. And to my right, Douglas Whaley. Were you ever Douglas? Is your name Douglas?
My name is Douglas and with two S's because my mom knew I was going to be an ass. Can I say that?
Yes.
Or I'm out.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, you can say all kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. If you're worried about saying anything when you come in here on a show with Adam Crowley, you got problems.
Yeah, yeah. Cream pie and talking.
Whoa, hey! Speaking of which, Lee texted me. We've never been on better terms. I apologize for my Freudian slip. And he said, if Pitt ever plays down here on Thanksgiving, OMG, you have to come to the Sterling Thanksgiving. The food is insane. The views, of course, 9 TVs blaring with football. And he sent me a picture of his pool and his giant great room.
Where does he live?
Miami.
Miami.
Mm, Miami.
I have never been on better terms with Lee.
Uh-huh.
And I would love to go down there and try one of those festive Sterling family pies.
All right, real quick, a Thanksgiving hack. I'm telling you. Let's say you want to go to Miami. Fly Thanksgiving morning. Leave at like 6. There's nobody in the airport. You land at 8 or 9. Hit it. Go right to Lee's. Eat, and you're good. My family all lives in Phoenix or L.A. My mom used to live in Phoenix. So we used to fly Thanksgiving morning. We'd leave at 8, land at like 10 o'clock. Nobody in the park. Easiest travel day of the Thanksgiving day.
Because today sucks.
Today's the worst.
Today sucks. No, I'm telling you, there is not a soul in the airport and very few people on the flight.
So go out Wednesday night, get it in.
Yes.
And then.
Wait. Oh, I got it. Off air, I'll tell you Wednesday night story of the Thursday morning flight.
It's off the rails.
We were sharing some wisdom, imparting some wisdom on young Dom about the Wednesday night of Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to your local watering hole. You meet some girl that you had a crush on back in the day who's now a divorcee, and she's got a couple of kids and maybe like a C-section scar.
Jeez.
And you are.
What are you?
That's why I'm quiet.
Where are you going with this?
I just let him. I don't say anything.
Off the rails. I love it.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying that's what the Wednesday for Thanksgiving's for when you're a young single man. That's all. And hang out with your boys, and you have a couple of cocktails.
I mean, there's so many ways you, you could have said that.
Yeah, without the C-section scar didn't need to be brought into that.
Why? I respect every single woman who has ever given birth. Shout out to the ladies. All right, Doug, you got a DK Metcalf take you wanted to get out there.
Yeah, I fell into this as well, think the Steelers need to get a number two. But when you look at the stats, they don't need a number two. They have one in DK Metcalf. They need a number one. So you say, why is that? Let's look at his stats right now. DK, in 11 games with Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph as his quarterback, has 42 receptions, 573 yards, and 5 touchdowns. You go to Pickens, which everybody thought was a number two. In 11 games, he's got 67 receptions, 1,054 yards, and 8 TDs with Clayton Adams as his offensive coordinator. Now, Dak, you can say Dak and Rodgers, you can have an argument, but people will still say Rodgers is better. Clayton Adams and Arthur Smith, people are going to say Arthur Smith is a better offensive coordinator. Now, let's go to where he just came from, Seattle. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 11 games, 80 receptions, 1,314 yards, 7 touchdowns with Clint Kubiak and Darnold. So what I'm saying is when you look at the stats, and I can go back to 24 and it's still the same thing. DK's a number two. You need a number one. And stop saying we need a number two wide receiver. We got that. They need to start saying, all right, let's find a number one.
In the draft, probably. That'll be your first round pick.
Have to.
That'll be your first round. I'm not drafting a quarterback.
No.
Not the quarterbacks this year?
No, I'm not drafting one. First round pick is a wide receiver.
I got a hot take, too.
Man,
2028 draft will be the best quarterback draft since probably Ben's draft.
Yeah. Why is that?
Look at all the freshmen, freshmen CJ that Carr. Are playing right now and getting game reps, not Anthony Richardson's that come out with great physical ability but only start 8 games. These guys are going to have 3 years of starting and playing at a high level if they continue on their trajectory now. And you'll have multiple people to choose from, like the 18 draft. Instead of having to package and get up for one or two, you're going to have like 3 or 4, maybe even 5.
I didn't know you were such a Scotty Fox from West Virginia fan, Doug.
I am.
You are?
Yeah, for free agent, absolutely.
Free agent wide receiver, just like what's his face, the little guy. I almost called him Miles. Yeah.
You like him? How much do you like him? Yeah, I like him as a free agent.
Pickens is having a hell of a year.
And here's the thing on Pickens, too. People want to talk about Dak, fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. We pull up his route tree just from his most recent game. He's running everything, Doug. He's running everything. They told us here behind the scenes, I'll just let the cat out of the bag here. He's limited in what he can run. We can't trust him. He's running everything in Dallas.
Can I provide a little context?
Of course.
You know how many more passing attempts Dak Prescott has than Aaron Rodgers?
A lot.
109 more. Like, that is an offensive-minded football team.
For sure.
Right. He is having success, but to say to keep him here, I would argue you would have gotten the same George Pickens this year you got last year in Pittsburgh.
I definitely agree with that.
So to say to keep him in Pittsburgh, like, he would have been the same guy because of their mindset, because of their approach to the game offensively. It doesn't matter who's out there. So I would say that in defense of DK, too. Like, DK's not being given the opportunity to be a number one here because they don't throw the ball enough or with any aggression to give him opportunities. They're one-on-one go balls. That's all he's had.
Yep.
So that's coaching.
And I led you into this. That's what I'm trying to get to. In the end, it's the basic philosophy of how this team is being constructed as a roster and play on the field. It is a mindset that worked 10 to 15 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DeAnna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But it hasn't evolved. And the lack of evolution from this organization is why you're 6-5, why you haven't won a playoff game in 10 years, and why you get embarrassed and you got to squeak into the playoffs. That's where I was finally getting to. It's got to start at the top.
You guys will like this. Both you and Doran, we went over this ad nauseum yesterday. When Ben Johnson got hired, he was asked, what stat do you look at the end of games? Like, what is the stat that you pay most attention to? And he was talking about passing EPA. Yeah. So how efficient is your passing game, explosive plays. He said 5 years ago, we're talking turnovers.
Yep.
You know, you win the turnover battle, you win the game. Now 80% of teams that win the explosive plays battle, they win. That's how Chicago's building. And they're not perfect. I mean, they're a couple of bounces away. They could be 6-5. They could be worse. But they have the right philosophy.
Yeah, they're a young team, though, too. You know, they could be worse, and they're not. But if they were worse, they're still a young team that is trying to be and trying to get with the times and trying
absolutely
to evolve.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I trust their direction infinitely more than Mike Tomlin's direction.
Well, what's interesting is if you look at the completion percentage, Caleb Williams is one of the worst in the league among starting quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. He left some plays on the field on Sunday, Pat.
He certainly did. There's guys wide open.
Yeah.
They run the ball effectively. That's a good football team. Chicago's a good football team.
It's only going to get better.
It's only going to get better. Time will tell if, you know, it's championship caliber, and if Caleb Williams can be that, I still see enough to have questions.
Mm-hmm.
Talent-wise, he's got it. Mm-hmm. There's no question. But, man, I would love to see Pittsburgh just open it up, man. Like, just open it up. And
not in their DNA.
You know, bring Valdes-Scantling up. Like, just why not? I mean, you're going to get into it. And I know that there's enough evidence that you can win playing this way, that abandoning it is not who they are. But they also have enough scar tissue from getting beat in the playoffs, not being able to throw it, that what's the worry about? Just cut it loose.
What do you have to lose?
I mean, that's how – I don't think Rodgers wants to play like this.
No.
No, that's probably why he waited on Minnesota,
mm-hmm,
frankly.
Yeah.
Because he knows they'll spin it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be interested to see – again, we're going to start getting to the point where, you know, he's been very – politically correct with everything he said, Rodgers. We're going to start. This is starting to head to the crossroads,
mm-hmm,
because if this is indeed it for him,
yeah,
I don't think he wants to go out, you know, checking it down and
handcuffed.
Mm-hmm. And I have, something tells me he won't be.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to let that happen. And that power dynamic will be very interesting.
Well, and today we might get some of that, because he's scheduled to speak to the media today, and I'm fascinated by this whole Rodgers injury thing and what he might say. We'll get into that a little bit more when we come back. Right now, it's a Dom DiTomaso fan headline.
What he needs and what others might need are certainly different topics of conversation, but we don't focus on bare minimum in terms of what he needs. Our goal is to proceed with caution appropriately, while at the same time giving him all the work that we can afford to give him. And so we're just certainly going to live that day by day. He clocks in and visits with Gabe and the training staff every morning, and we kind of build a plan from there.
This situation's super weird. I thought all week last week that Rodgers was going to play, and then he didn't. And now I kind of feel like he's not going to play this week. What's funny?
Nothing.
You made a face. What happened?
Nothing.
You know I'm easily distracted, especially in the day such as
this. He's looking at me.
This.
I have no idea what he's smiling about.
What do you, why?
Nothing. I'm happy. It's Thanksgiving. Like, can't be happy.
I continue.
I hope you're happy.
Don't worry about him.
You got a beautiful
new
bundle of joy at home.
Yeah.
Should we all go around the table and say what we're thankful for?
No. Come on. What were you about to say?
I'm about to say, I don't know if Rodgers is playing or not, and I'm starting to think that he's hurt worse than was originally let on. And if not, if he plays this week, Tomlin was so optimistic on Sunday that he was going to play this week. Why didn't he play last week? I'm very confused by the entire process here, Doug. And I think that Mike wants us to be confused by the process.
No doubt. Just like in draft time, how he pubs up all these quarterbacks and he is manipulating us in the media like he always does. And he's sitting back and laughing.
Well, consider me manipulated. What do you think's going on?
I think Aaron Rodgers has a fractured wrist and they want to make sure he can protect himself. And they didn't feel like he could last week. Now, I don't know if Rodgers battled and said, I can, or they just said, you can in certain situations, but to really run the full complement of offense that we need to run to beat the Chicago Bears, we're not going to put you in that situation to further injure yourself and have you out for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a lot worse than they led us to believe, as you just said. I think it's a lot worse because of, I mean, I explained it earlier. I mean, if it's a sprain or there's like a ligament issue in your wrist, like that's something that you could work through, because then it's like the mobility starts coming back. It's like, oh, they might have a chance to play. But whenever it's a break, only time heals that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's not going to get healed in 5 days. It's not going to heal 5 days.
I mean, I don't know. I think that the doctors likely, like, I haven't heard this discussed, but could there have been a conversation that, like, hey, how much better will it be if he has another, if he doesn't play and he has a full 2 weeks off before we play Buffalo, right, in an AFC game, right, that will count more towards where they're going? Like, I think that factors into it. No one's really talking about that. They're talking about, like, oh, Rodgers wanted to play, Tomlin sat him, it was prudent. No. Maybe it was prudent to just wait a week. Maybe forget the Bears game. Wait another week. Doctors make the assessment, his comfortability, the inflammation, all the things that go along with having a fracture of any kind will be better.
Or forget the Bills game and just wait for the Ravens game.
Well, that could factor into this week, mm-hmm. right? Which is why he maybe is noncommittal. You know, they're optimistic, but at the same time, you don't want it like one game off, okay, two games off, you lose a little bit more rhythm.
Yeah,
it's an AFC game. You're 6-5. You get this win, you carry some momentum, like,
and playoff seeding too. This game is Buffalo. Playoff seeding.
Buffalo is kind of ripe to be had right now. I think that plays into the decision making process. Is what would a week give us? Mm-hmm. Another full week. And I think in that sense, prudent is the right word.
Yeah, and also it makes the opposing team have to really game plan for both. Aaron Rudolph. I'm thinking Mason Heinchel. Mason Rudolph.
I do wonder Tomlin's obsession again with winning the turnover battle. And, hey, that's one thing that fuels Chicago, too, on the defensive side. They bleed yards, but they get the turnovers. I wonder if he wanted an extra week of practice with the brace so that Rodgers is comfortable, so you don't have a goofy snap thing go on or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I think all factors are considered. In this, ultimately, you know, if I'm the head coach and I ask the head doctor, right, like, what's the benefit of resting and not playing? That, you know, for AFC play, for AFC North play, is the most important component of where mm-hmm. they're at right now. That's why, you know, this town isn't on fire right now. They're still in the hunt,
mm-hmm.
right? They're still in the hunt. They're tied atop the lead in the AFC North. They're in the playoff picture. You need him for that run.
And you think about it, they're tied with the Baltimore Ravens, and you have 2 games left on it.
Right.
They still control their own destiny. So why not be as full strength as possible with your most important player when you're playing them 2 weeks?
Theoretically, if you're 2 games behind Baltimore, no matter what else happens, you beat them twice,
yeah,
and you finish tied with them, you're going to win the division. I am thankful for a cool breeze on a warm summer day. If I had to just pick one thing.
I mean, you have been drinking throughout the show? Like, you are just all over the place today.
I said we should go around the table.
And I said no.
Well, that doesn't mean I can't give what I'm thankful for, Doran.
So typically on, you know.
And great friends like you guys.
And on Thanksgiving, you're thankful for, like, your family, your health.
Yeah, that all goes unsaid.
But a cool breeze, summer day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're so far away from summer. Like, why are you thinking about summer?
You are.
Something like.
Did I get him like a wrong kind of zen or something this morning?
No, that's just him.
I'm also thankful for a clear night in the wintertime when you can see some of the constellations.
What's your favorite constellation?
Orion's belt.
Whoa. Big Dipper.
I'm more partial to the little. What's your favorite constellation, Dom?
I like the Lion's Belt.
It's Orion's Belt, Nimrod.
It's just a lion up there with a belt.
I'm pretty sure it's
looking
Lion's
like John
belt.
Cena.
Yeah, exactly.
Mufasa's pants don't fit.
Isn't he in college at Syracuse? He said the Lion's Belt.
Are you sure it's Lion's Belt? I think
Mufasa's
it's Lion's Belt.
Belt.
It's Orion's Belt.
I'm a fan of the
that
Big
doesn't
Lipper.
Sound right. That doesn't sound right. I think it's
you
Lion's
guys
Belt.
All afraid of the Big Lippers.
Lion's Belt.
All right.
That's Syracuse education for you.
Does Pitt beat Miami? Do the Steelers beat the Bills? Do the Ravens stub their toe against the Bengals? We rapid fire it next. First, it's a Dom fan headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.